Now clear sky, 30 degrees, 3-0, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Yeah, we're getting a little taste of winter this morning, Ted. Oh, my goodness. 7:34 here on this Wednesday morning, October 16th, 1962. On this date, the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President John F. Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photographs had revealed the presence of nuclear missile bases in Cuba. Thing was finally resolved, 13 days later, when the president, President Kennedy, and frankly, Mr. Khrushchev, cut a deal. And Khrushchev, who, you know, had a reputation of being a real hardliner, he had some people in his office in Moscow saying, let's go to war with these guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, between him and Kennedy, they got it resolved. God bless them.
Could have been World War III, you know, if different people had been involved making the decisions.
Exactly. And we had our general saying, let's go get them. It's going to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, started out, I was telling you earlier this morning, I was in seventh grade when that happened, okay? So I'm 12 years old, and all of my friends and I start out with this cloud hanging over our heads, worried that we're going to die.
Yeah.
And that kept with us, of course. And then before I got out of junior high school, Kennedy was assassinated. And before I got out of high school, Martin Luther King was assassinated. My generation and my friends, we grew up with a lot of violent,
very
crap.
Turbulent
yeah.
times in this world.
Anyway,
yep.
we survived. We're here today. As the 2024 election draws closer, Americans have less trust in the media than ever before. A Gallup poll published this week found a record low 31% of Americans trust the media to report the news accurately and fairly.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Meanwhile, 36% say they have absolutely zero trust in the media. The difference is even more pronounced by political affiliation. 54% of Democrats have trust in the media compared to just 12% of Republicans.
Whoa.
And 27% of independents. And what we got here, I'm going to tell you, this is my opinion. This comes from me, and I'll tell you what. This is Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Because what we're doing, what they're looking at media as all these clowns on the cable that are giving your opinions all the time.
24 hours a day.
Nothing but opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans are apparently not sophisticated enough to know opinion.
Well, a lot of those aren't slanted towards the left, so no wonder.
Yeah.
More than 50% of Democrats trust the media.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's a slant there.
There's obviously.
Talking heads, and I'm telling you.
People listen to what they want to listen to.
The people that I've known, and you've been in journalism 30-some years or whatever, people I knew who are reporters, who do the news and want to give you the news, they're all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are very conservative. Some of them very liberal. But they all have this dedication to try to get it right. The ones that I've known, I'm sorry. There's not a lot of people over there having these meetings late at night in dark places saying, hey, how can we slant our news? You know, okay, so how do we slant this? The victim of that shooting was not 24. They were 23. Oh, my God. We've made a mistake. Are we slanting the news? I don't know. Anyway, I'm on my soapbox this morning. I'm going to get off it real here, quick here, because I got other things to talk about. That's amazing, though. And just the mistrust, I think, is a complete miscommunication of what it is, what news is, and what opinion is.
Well,
we get it all.
Yeah, and then the pendulum has swung so far to opinion and commentary rather than actual journalism that people don't know the difference anymore.
I don't think they know the difference. All right. Anyway, Ted, let's talk about something else. I want to talk about something.
Or, you know, if you are a very down-the-middle, nobody listens to you.
Yeah.
That's why it's gone away, is because no one cares about you if you're actually reporting
the
facts.
It's too boring.
Yeah, you've got to be on one side or the other.
All right.
That's why it's the same problem we have with candidates. If you have a candidate that's down the middle and has great ideas, that person
is
can't even make it past the primaries.
No, they don't even
even close.
They don't even get considered.
Yeah.
The primaries is where you have to be outrageous.
Yeah. And that's why we get the candidates we get these days.
And then when you get an office.
Because you're so polarized.
And then they get in office and figure out, well, why can't we get anything done?
Yeah.
Well,
but if you have a candidate that's level-headed and has great ideas and is down the middle, that person is done before they even get started.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great system we have, isn't it?
We're both on our soapboxes today. This is, by the way, this is Boss's Day. So if our boss is listening, you can let us go at the end of the show. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about a little personal experience. We have a, you know, I got this garage we had built a couple of years ago, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's the best garage in Riverside, okay? But it's got one of the, he's got these vents up on top. These,
right.
These black covers, you know, it's got in this, and I, there's four of them up there. I didn't know, I even been up there. My wife will not let me on a ladder anymore. So I can't go up. The other day, one of these vents.
That's probably a good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One of these vents blew off.
Oh.
You know, and in one of these great windstorms we have. So we found this thing. I don't know what it was. But anyway, the long and short is we wanted to replace it because it left a hole in the ceiling and the roof.
You don't need that.
And the water can come
critters
in.
Critters will get
blah.
In there. Yeah.
So I can't get up there.
Right.
And I don't know anybody who can get up there to replace this. And who knows the skills. I went to Home Depot and I bought a new cover, which they're pretty generic.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I found to do the work, you're going to love this, Ted. My granddaughter, Jocelyn, she has a little fellow who's her boyfriend. He goes to Gardner Plains School, high school. His name is Charlie. Charlie Pratt is his name. And he has his own truck with a toolbox in the back. And I said, Charlie, can you fix this for me? And he said, sure. So he came over last night, and I said, I'm sorry, I think you've got to have certain screws, but I said, I couldn't get up there. He said, all right. He said, I went by the store. I got screws. Takes his drill, climbs up there, and 10 minutes later, he's got this thing done, fixed. Wow. Because I'm about as handy. You know how handy
I am.
I'm
the same as you.
I can't do anything.
That's why you
can barely mow the grass.
It's really good to know a guy with a truck that has a toolbox in the back.
Oh, I
like those people.
Well, like I said, he's going with my granddaughter, Jocelyn, and I think the world of her, but I told somebody the other day, if they ever break up, I'm adopting Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie, thanks for doing that. He won't be listening. He's going to school today, but his mom and dad may know, and they're great people. Yeah, it's always nice to have somebody handy around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.